الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين، أما بعد، فوز بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من قطع ميراث وارثي قطع الله ميراثه من الجنة يوم القيامة. رواه ابن ماجه ورواه البيهقي في شعب الإيمان عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى. My dear brothers and sisters, today, alhamdulillah, I visited a madrasa in which this hadith sharif was recited, because it was the last hadith of Mishkat Sharif, Jild-e-Awwal. In this hadith sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, those who removed some warith from his miras, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove him from miras of Jannah in the day after. Actually, miras, inheritance, is actually the jabri right of warasa, of the those who take the inheritance, the shares. Nobody can snatch it from them. Most people, they do not know the basic rules of inheritance. So they say that I have removed him from the heirs list and he will not take my heir, hereby my inheritance. But he cannot do it. It's not allowed, neither in Sharia nor in law. There is another hadith in which Rasulullah says that some people, they do ibadah for 60 years, but they do some wasiyat in which he does some wasiyat in this way, that somebody is not able to take his inheritance, his share. So that is actually not allowed. So he will not go to Jannah. He will go to Jahannam. There was one Sheikh, Hazrat Haji Farooq, Rahmullah. He once came to Islamabad. And I was sitting with him. So he asked me, Shah Sahib, I want to consult you in one thing. I said, what's that? He said that some lady is giving me, who's widow, he wants to give me a lot of money for my khanka. Should I get it? I said to him, please, try to know whether she is not doing to make some waris mahrum. Might be this is possible. So he understood it and said, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you ajr for this, that you have saved me from this damage. So it means careful people will not do this thing. But those who do not know, actually, when there are some problems with the relatives and their heirs, so maybe because of that, somebody can do wasiyat in such a way that he will give money to some another one, that person who is not in the good books, he will get his share. So it means we should understand this, that it is jabri haq, and nobody can stop it. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said that actually there are three ulum which are essential. One is the ilm of Quran, of Ayatullah, Ayat Quraniya, understanding of that. And the other is of Sunnat Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And third is of Farizat Al-Adila, it means ilm al-Faraiz. And Hazrat Abdullah bin Masood used to say, if somebody would come to Madinatul Munawwara from outside, we would ask them whether you know something from ilm al-Faraiz. So if he would say yes, then we would say okay. Otherwise, we would tell, what's your fazilat on us? So it means this is a thing of fazilat to know ilm al-Faraiz. This ilm, this knowledge is not difficult, but it has been considered difficult. And by this, most people, they think it is difficult, so they do not know, they do not try to learn it. Nowadays it is not difficult. Maybe earlier it could be, but nowadays it is not difficult. For example, the people who would study the famous book of inheritance, Siraji, so they would want to make masala. And that masala was actually masala. It was problem. So therefore they would feel very difficulty in that. But alhamdulillah, now that difficulty has been removed, because what LCM is, it's actually that masala it was desired. And learning of LCM is not difficult. It can be taught in less than 5 minutes to any person who knows the basic arithmetics of fifth class or sixth class. He can understand it. It's not difficult. So if this is learned, so after that, other things are very easy to learn. Alhamdulillah, I have written a book in which simple calculations of miras according to all four imam, that can be done. Alhamdulillah. And it can be taught in 2 days only. 3 hours lecture and 2 hours exercise. So anyone can understand it. For example, if he did matric, so it's sufficient for it. One can understand it. It has been told in hadith that this knowledge will be left the earlier most. It means before all the other ulum, this will be left. And some people, they think that it will be because of difficulty. But it's not because of difficulty, it will be because of ghaflat. Because it is not a difficult thing. People learn very, very difficult things as compared to it. So it's not difficult. It can be learned easily. Once a person came to me, I was not knowing this. He came to me that you should learn this ilm. I said to him, yes, it is very good for you that you have learned it. And now teach it to others, but I am busy in other things, so therefore I cannot do it. He said, no, you must do it. And he gave me one book, his book, and told me to read it. So I started to read it before him, and in few minutes I found two or three mistakes in that. So I told him that there are mistakes. When I showed to him, he was surprised and he says that I have given this book to many ulama, but no one could give me a single mistake shown. But you have just in the few minutes you told me about three mistakes, so you should learn it. It's must for you. You can learn it. So okay, I prepared my mind that I will learn it. After that, one great scholar, Mufti Ghulam Ar-Rahman of Peshawar, came and I asked him that I want to learn this from that person. He said, okay, you can learn it. You can write the book on this, but not at style of that person, because the ulama are not happy with them. So therefore your book will be lost. So try to write your own book. So then I asked him, will you be able to teach it to me? He said, yes, but with the condition that you will teach me first Falakiyat for 1 week, and I will teach you for 1 week this Islamic law of inheritance. I said, okay, yes, okay. But he was very busy and I was very busy, and these 2 weeks were not possible for us. So therefore it was delayed and delayed. Once I went to Karachi and I went to a bookshop and I saw one Shara of Siraji. So that I found good, so I purchased it and I tried to understand it. And alhamdulillah, it was very easy. So I was surprised how the people were thinking that it is difficult. What's the difficulty in this? So I came to know in a few moments it was because of LCM. So after that, I tried to convert that Siraji in a new manner in which LCM was used for this purpose. And tables were used. Instead of descriptions, tables. There were two tables. Number one, tables of shares, and tree of Asabat tree. So these two were given in that. And because of these two, alhamdulillah, all the problems of Zawul Furuz and Asabat, these can be solved. So, alhamdulillah, I wrote a book on this. Then I was asked to teach it in different madaris. So, alhamdulillah, I taught it in Darul Uloom Karachi and Binur Town. And once I was teaching it in Binur Town. So, when Muhtamim of Madrasatul Banat in Gulshan Abad, who was a son-in-law of Hazrat Mufti Ahmad Rahman Sahib, he was Muhtamim of Binur Town at that time. He came to me and told me that you should teach it to our Banat as well. I told him I don't have time, because my ticket is on this date, and till that date I am busy here in Binur Town, so what can I do? He said, you must. I don't understand. Whichever technique you know, but you should do it. So I told him, okay, then we can do this, that you bring your car, and I will not go in the car of madrasa to airport, and in the way I shall visit your madrasa. So he did the same. When I reached this, so I found a mistake. Oh, I will be teaching Banat, and they will not be sitting before me. So how will I be showing them table or a tree and something like this in the board? It will be difficult. So how can it be possible? So then solution came in my mind. I told them that, do you have photo state machine? He said yes. So I told him that you take the photo state of these two tables, two pages, and distribute it to the ladies, which are student, and they did it in few minutes. And after that, I tried to teach them, and I was surprised. Alhamdulillah, just after 2 hours, the question they asked, it was of a very high level, and I came to know that really they were intelligent students, and they understood it in 2 hours. So it means this can be taught, and this can be learned. This is the simple way. Once I went to another madrasa where I was asked to teach the students who are students of a very great teacher. So he was sitting beside us. I was teaching it. And he again and again, this we do also. Again and again he was saying this. So I said to him, it is your student, it's not mine. I'll be going after 2 hours. You teach them as like you like. But please give me these 2 hours fully that I'm able to teach them. So yes, he stopped them. Alhamdulillah, when after 2 hours we were taking tea, I asked him, their teacher, please tell me a fresh student who does not know faraiz, ilm al-faraiz. You teach him and I teach him. He will understand my procedure earlier or your procedure earlier. Tell me this. Because now you know what is my procedure. He said, your procedure. So I told him that this technique I have developed only for the newcomers, not for the teachers and not for those who know already it. Because they know already one method, so therefore they do not need to know another method. But of course, if he is teacher, so for making the thing easy, he can learn it, because he can teach it in an easy fashion to the students. So alhamdulillah, it's now available on our net, on our website. And alhamdulillah, we have made videos of this from PowerPoints. So anybody who is interested in learning it, they can download it and they can teach it themselves, inshallah. And another thing, we have a Miras group. So he can join that group as well. So he can join this. So if anybody is interested in this, he can send me his number and name and my address, telephone address, which is a telephone number of my WhatsApp group. So inshallah, I shall include them. So any suggestion any person has, he can consult me. So actually, this was the day of the last hadith in madrasa in which I taught those students this hadith. And in that, this thing came to my mind that I tell them that another easy method has already been devised, and any person who want to study that, they can study it. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to learn this method. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that it is half the ilm, half of the ilm. So just with the effort of few days, if you can earn half of the ilm, how much valuable this thing is. So anybody can get it. And he will be having, inshallah, alhamdulillah, having half of the ilm. And so, according to, as per wishes of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that maybe I will go soon, so you should learn it, because this will be the first ilm which will be left. So may Allah Subhanahu wa Taala grant us tawfiq to learn it and take the benefits of this knowledge. Wa ma alayna al-bala, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.